Chapter 23. The landscape through which he had trudged in the dark looked very different in the sunshine of the following morning. Picture postcard clouds, like tufts of cotton wool, tumbled across a watercolour wash of pale blue, and the insipid yellow November sunshine brought the warmth of the south with it on the edge of a brisk wind. The mechanic from Coconuts said little as he navigated his Land Rover among clusters of cottages, winding through rolling countryside toward the flat, open cliff tops of the southern elevation. Before leaving the garage, he had listened to Enzo's tale of tire-slashing vandalism with an ill-concealed scepticism, passing thoughtful eyes back and forth over the Scotsman's bruised and battered face. Whatever he believed, he merely muttered oaths and imprecations. Then he threw four spare wheels in the back of the Land Rover. They would, he said, have to report this to the gendarmes, and Enzo's insurance would be picking up the tab. In the parking area of the Trou de l'Enfer, the mechanic examined each of the tires and shook his head in disbelief.
"Never saw anything like it," he said. "Not here, not on the island. It could only have been an incomer that did this, monsieur."
"You've been here a long time, then?"
"All my life. Always worked at Coconuts."
His laugh was sour.
"No, monsieur. I used to have my own garage in Port-Tudy. Service and repair. It was a good going business until that damned trial."
He opened his toolbox and prepared to start jacking up the jeep. Enzo frowned.
"The Kerjean trial?"
"Damned defense lawyer destroyed my reputation, monsieur. And those customers that gave evidence, claiming my work was substandard. Lying bastards, all with axes to grind. But it's hard to keep a business going in a place this size when folk spread those kind of stories about you. It was in all the newspapers and on the telly."
And Enzo realized that this was Michel Locanot, the mechanic who had serviced Kerjean's car the day before the murder.
"So what did you really think, then, of Kerjean's story about his car breaking down?"
Locanot shifted his focus away from the wheel nuts he was loosening to cast a withering look in Enzo's direction.
"He was a damned liar. There was nothing wrong with that car. If he'd really had a problem, why didn't he call me? Kerjean's not the sort to let something like that go."
"He claimed to have fixed it himself."
"Ha! Kerjean couldn't change a wheel on a toy motor, monsieur. And I doubt if he's ever lifted the hood of a car in his life. Except maybe to top up the wash wipe. He might be good with words, but he doesn't know the first thing about cars."
He pulled off the front near-side wheel, and it rolled away a couple of meters before toppling over.
"You didn't see anything about that in court?"
"No one asked me, monsieur. The procureur was an idiot, and the defense lawyer was too busy trying to make me look like one."
Enzo watched then in thoughtful silence, as Michel Locanot changed all four wheels, stewing in his own bitter memories. When at last he was finished, Enzo said,
"Kerjean still lives in Locmaria, doesn't he? More's the pity. There's not a soul on this island who wouldn't have liked to see the back of him 18 years ago. Except for a certain number of ladies, I gather."
Locanot curled his lips in distaste.
"God knows why. Must be some kind of animal attraction he has, because that's what he is, monsieur. An animal. Animal."